Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the foundation of a developed India could be laid only on the basis of self-reliant and capable local bodies. Addressing the National Panchayat Award ceremony in New Delhi yesterday, she said panchayats should try to become self-reliant by developing their own sources of revenue. Given that about 64% of the country's population lives in villages, she said the development and empowerment of villages and villagers is important to make India a developed nation. The president said that across the country, most of the disputes in villages are such that they can be resolved at the local level. Going to court not only wastes money and time, but also increases unnecessary pressure on the court and the administration. She urged all the elected representatives to make efforts to resolve the disputes among the villages at the panchayat level itself. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio said the Hornbill Festival has elevated Nagaland's reputation on the global stage. In a message congratulating the successful completion of the 10-day festival, Mr. Rio said the event showcased the youth's vibrant energy, creativity and innovation to the international community while also enabling them to pursue their aspirations. The policy of partner countries and states is fostering collaborations, partnerships and developmental possibilities, he said, adding that the music festival has transcended boundaries, positioning Nagaland as an international music destination and providing platforms for young talents within the state. Mr. Rio emphasized that the collective goal of promoting, preserving and celebrating our traditions, rich cultural heritage and the Naga way of life continued to be strengthened through the festival. He acknowledged all government machineries that worked tirelessly through challenges to complete multiple projects on a war footing in record time. He also expressed appreciation to all government and non-government agencies, tribal hohos, partner countries and states and all individuals who contributed to the success of the Hornbill Festival 2024. Mr. Rio further conveyed deep gratitude to all guests and tourists from around the globe who graced the milestone event. He said the success of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival is a triumph for the Naga people. The Chief Minister congratulated all citizens of Nagaland, saying they are all stakeholders in the festival, which showcases not only the cultural richness and soft power, but also the unity of the people. Nagaland has unveiled the Chief Minister's Microfinance Initiative 2.0, CMMFI 2.0, offering financial support, subsidies and innovative project support to aspiring entrepreneurs and farmers across the state. The initiative covers a range of entrepreneurship ventures, including retail, services, transport, innovation, hospitality and agriculture. In a boost for logistics and transport-related ventures, CMMFI 2.0 has partnered with major automobile brands to offer eligible beneficiaries up to 30% back-ended subsidies on vehicles. Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said India will have its own space station, Bharat Antariksha Station, by 2035, while an Indian will land on the moon by 2040. Dr. Singh said, so far, 432 foreign satellites have been launched from India. New RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has emphasized upon maintaining stability in a dynamic global environment marked by geopolitical tensions, climate change and political uncertainties. He said the RBI will continue to prioritize stability in policy matters and remain alert in response to the current global economic and political landscape. Yesterday, Mr. Malhotra took charge as the 26th Governor of the Reserve Bank of India. A three-day workshop on inclusive assessments organized by Nagaland Education Project, The Lighthouse, NECTAR, in collaboration with Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, commenced today at Kohima. The workshop focuses on capacity building of various stakeholders, including teachers, coordinators, and education officials, for strengthening inclusive assessment practices in the state. Resource persons from educational initiatives will impart training aimed at providing support to children with diverse abilities and special needs and making assessments and examinations more accessible for them. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.